Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh, no.
Game time.
Campy Kennedy is sponsored by Cumberland Farms, 99 cent coffee, because Cumby loves you and wants you to live your best life.
Mm-hmm.
Kennedy, Shane is from Lancaster.
Hello, Shane.
And I'm glad Carson isn't here today to nerd out, because Shane is an amateur photographer,
oh,
too.
Oh, thank goodness.
Good morning, Shane.
No offense, Shane. No offense.
How's it going?
Very well.
Shane, will you please kick Kennedy out of the studio?
Sure can. Kennedy, can you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
All right, Shane, it's 5 pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy, you get $100 and just the bragging rights of beating Kennedy, which not a lot of people can do.
Mm-hmm.
How are you with pop culture trivia?
I'm all right.
All right.
Doesn't sound too confident, Shane.
We'll take an all right. You never know. It depends on the questions, really, if they're
right
in your wheelhouse or not.
It really does.
All right, Shane, question number one. It's Rihanna's birthday today.
Oh, yes, girl.
Is the pop star in her 20s or 30s?
20s.
All right, question number two. On this date in 1967, Kurt Cobain was born. Of course, he died in 1994, but he left a legacy that is still going strong with his band. What was the name of his band?
Nirvana.
Question number three. The semifinals of The Masked Singer are tonight on Fox, and Kenan Thompson is going to be a guest panelist. I love him.
I adore him.
What show is Kenan Thompson on currently?
SNL.
Question number four. America Ferrara is going to play Astrid in the upcoming How to Train Your Dragon, The Hidden Worlds. America Ferrara starred on what hit ABC show from 2006 to 2010?
Oh, I have no idea.
Fair enough. All right, question number five. Andy's favorite person right now, Ariana Grande, is the first artist since the Beatles to hold the top three spots on the Billboard Hot 100 at the same time.
That is the craziest thing I have ever heard in my entire
She's
life.
She's got gold, silver, and bronze right now. She got the whole podium.
Send her to the Olympics. Someone send her Ariana Grande.
Shane, name two of the three songs she has in the top three right now.
Seven Rings and Thank You Next.
Boom. All right, let's get Kennedy back in the studio.
Kennedy!
Everybody loves Ari, Dan. Even Shane.
Shane's asleep, right? I didn't think he was going to get that
Honestly,
one.
Honestly, same.
All right,
Hello.
Kennedy.
How'd we do?
Shane got 3 out of 5.
All right.
Got more right than you got wrong. That's all we can ask for on the program.
All right, let's get it, though.
All right. Question number one. It's Rihanna's birthday today, Kennedy.
Okay.
Is the pop star in her 20s or 30s?
20s. Really?
She's 31 today.
Holy cow. Can you believe that? She doesn't age.
No. She's been famous for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Indeed, Shane.
I know. Question number two. On this date in 1967, Kurt Cobain was born. Of course, he died in 1994, tragically, but he left a legacy that is still going strong with his band. Who were they?
Nirvana.
Shout out to Dave Grohl. Question number three.
And the other guy. Oh, the poor other guy.
Who is the other guy?
Kurt Nevilsick. I'm saying it wrong.
Honestly, the baby on the album cover in the pool is more famous than the other guy.
Fact.
Anyways, question number three. The semifinals of The Masked Singer airs tonight on Fox, and Kenan Thompson is going to be a guest panelist. What show is Kenan on?
Saturday Night Live.
Bing!
Good Burger.
Mm-hmm. Good Burger is an American treasure, and
Kenan
I will hear
and
nothing
Kel. I love orange soda. I do. Ooh, ooh.
I put the screw in the tuna. If you weren't born in the 90s,
all right,
you have no
let's
idea
go.
What I'm
no, I have no idea.
All right, 2-2 going into question number four. America Ferrara is going to play Astrid in the upcoming How to Train Your Dragon, The Hidden Worlds. America Ferrara starred on what hit ABC show from 2006 to 2010? My finger right over the buzz, Kennedy. Just...
I don't know it.
Ugly Betty.
Ugly Betty.
Uh-oh.
Such a good show.
Uh-oh. It is 2-2 going into the final question, which I might have. James got right, by the way. No, Shane, excuse me.
All right, go ahead.
Don't rush me. Just careful.
It's starting to be long like Carson. Let's get it, though.
Ariana Grande is the first artist since the Beatles to hold the top three spots on the Billboard Hot 100 at the same time. What are two of the three songs?
Thank You, Next. And...
Kennedy.
Seven Rings.
Oh, and she pulls it out.
Let's go. If you didn't get that one, it would have been like you had a Seven Rings moment with your friend.
I know. I forget stuff.
3-3. Kennedy Holy pulls cow. It out. Excellent job, Shane. You don't get the win. But
you get free stuff. We're going to give you a pair of passes into the Dean Lewis Mixed Lounge happening on March 3rd at the Harborside Inn Bar Cafe Lounge presented by Arbella Insurance. Okay?
Woo. Shane, is there anything you'd like to say to Kennedy before you go?
I'm Shane from Lancaster, and I cannot be Kennedy.
Begrudgingly.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh, no. Game time.
Campy Kennedy is sponsored by our good friends at Cumberland Farms. You know, it's 20 degrees here right now. You know, what might warm you up?
What's that?
A 99-cent coffee.
Get out.
Right in your bones. Make
All
you feel
right.
better.
Need it.
Rachel is from Boston. Good morning, Rachel.
Good morning.
Hey, girl.
Rachel is an analyst, Kennedy.
Oh.
And I am what they call formally educated, so I asked her what that meant.
Uh-huh.
And apparently she ships beauty products to Marshalls.
Okay. I buy my beauty products at Marshalls.
Marshalls.
So. I don't buy beauty products, but I love the Marshalls.
Why? They got the lotions on discount, girl.
I'm not really a beauty person, as
All
you can
right.
tell.
Let's get it done.
Help support Rachel's economy.
Right?
Rachel, will you please kick Kennedy out of the studio?
Kennedy, will you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thank you, too.
All right, Rachel, 5 pop culture trivia questions. If you get more right than Kennedy, you get $100 and bragging rights. How are you with pop culture trivia?
Medium.
Medium's not bad. I'll take medium.
I believe in you, Rachel.
Have some confidence. I think you're going to knock it out of the park. Kennedy's record on the big board, 2,566 wins, only 217 losses. You're an analyst. You should know if you analyze that. It's tough.
Pretty good.
Question number one. The 38th season premiere of Survivor happens at 8 p.m. tonight.
Wow.
I know, 38 seasons. What network does Survivor air on?
CBS.
Question number two. Hoda Kotb is going to be on Jimmy Fallon's show tonight. She hosts her own show on NBC. What's it called?
Kathy Lee and Hoda.
Question number three. I just finished a Netflix series, You, last night. And let me tell you, I'm having some trust issues.
Oh, honestly, I'm so happy you finished it, so now we can talk about it.
Oh my God, it's so good. But anyways, Penn Badgley, am I pronouncing that right?
Penn Badgley.
Penn Badgley plays Joe, who is the main character on the show. What other hit show that was on the CW did Penn star in alongside Blake Lively and Leighton Meester?
Gossip Girl.
Boom, she knows that one. Question number four. Netflix reportedly said they are canceling The Punisher along with Jessica Jones. What is the name of the actress that stars as Jessica Jones?
Oh. Sorry, I've never seen that one.
I've never seen it either. I hear it's good, though. Well, it was good, anyways. Question number five. Queen and Adam Lambert are going to perform at the Academy Awards. Bohemian Rhapsody is nominated for 5 Oscars, including Best Picture. Which of these songs is not a Queen song? Another One Bites the Dust, We Will Rock You, or Back in Black?
Back in Black.
All right, let's get Kennedy back in the studio.
Kennedy!
She has emerged from the soundproof room.
Quiet in here. All right, how we doing?
Kennedy, Rachel said she was medium at pop culture trivia.
Medium.
And she was about medium. She got 3 out of 5.
All right, let's do it.
All right, question number one, Kennedy. The 38th season premiere of Survivor happens tonight.
Holy crap.
I know, it's crazy. What network does Survivor air on?
CBS.
38 seasons.
Uh-uh.
Question number two. Hoda Kotb is going to be on Jimmy Fallon's show tonight. She hosts a show on NBC. What's it called?
I don't know.
Shows today.
Oh. Oh, I thought it was like some other game show. I know. All right, go on.
Question number three. I just finished a Netflix series, You, last night.
So good.
And I'm having some trust issues. Emotional things are happening over here. Penn Badgley plays Joe, who is the main character. What other hit show that was on the CW
did Gossip
Penn...
Girl.
Okay, let me finish. Nah. Work really hard on these questions. All right, 2-2 going into question number four. Netflix reported that they are canceling The Punisher along with Jessica Jones. What is the name of the actress that stars as Jessica Jones?
Ritter. Ritter is her last name.
John. Gary.
Kristen Ritter.
Wow.
Pulled that out of your mind palace.
Thank you.
Or your butt, either.
Mind palace, thank you.
3-2 going into the final question. Question number five. Queen and Adam Lambert are going to perform during the Academy Awards. Bohemian Rhapsody is up for 5 Oscars, including Best Picture. Which of these songs is not a Queen song?
All right.
Another One Bites the Dust.
Queen.
We Will Rock You.
Queen.
Or Back in Black.
AC/DC. Back in Black.
Ding.
Woo!
4-3 is the final score. Whoa. Kennedy, you get the win. Rachel, nice job, though.
I tried.
It was good, though.
You did well.
Only one, yeah.
And you did get a prize just for playing.
Sorry. That's my line, isn't it? We're going to get you... We're going to give you a pair of passes into the Dean Lewis Mix Lounge happening on March 3rd at the Harborside Inn Bar, Cafe, and Lounge. The Mix Lounge is presented by Arbella Insurance, so we hope you enjoy that.
Woo-hoo,
we'll see you there.
I'm going to sneak my way into that one.
Sneak your way in.
It's not as fun if I don't sneak. Rachel, do you have something you'd like to say to Kennedy before you go?
I'm Rachel from Boston, and I can't beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
It's really
you
hard.
You ain't gonna win. Man.
Statistically,
you're gonna go down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Can't Beat Kennedy is sponsored by our amazing friends at Cumberland Farms. 99-cent coffees. I'm not telling you how to live. I'm just telling you what it is.
What it is.
Can't beat that with a stick. Courtney from Maynard is playing. Good morning, Courtney.
Good morning.
Hey, girl.
Kennedy, Courtney is dropping 2 of her kids off at baseball camp for school vacation today.
Baseball camp?
Is it a sleepaway? Is it a sleepaway camp?
Oh, my goodness, no. It's from 9 to 1.
Oh, that's good.
Get a nice little day out of it.
Yeah.
Think of all the Sandlot quotes that are going to be quoted at that camp.
Killing me.
You
You're
play
killing
ball
me like a girl.
All right. All right.
Courtney, kick Kennedy out of the studio, please.
Kennedy, would you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck. And you're killing me,
Thank
Small.
You.
All right, Courtney, 5 pop culture trivia questions. If you get more right than Kennedy, you get the $100 and bragging rights. Her record on the big board is 2,566 wins and 217 losses. She is formidable. How are you at pop culture?
Nah, not bad. I usually win when I'm not on the air.
It's a little tougher on the radio, but...
Yeah.
It isn't what I wanted to hear. But it's all right. We'll get through it. Question number one. Chelsea Peretti turns 41 today. She plays Gina on Brooklyn Nine-Nine. Who is the main star of Brooklyn Nine-Nine?
No clue.
All right. Question number two. Gwyneth Paltrow says she's technically done playing Pepper Potts in the Marvel movies, but if they ever needed her, like, for a day, she's down.
I'm so confused.
I don't know. Gwyneth Paltrow's confusing in general. What Avenger was her character Pepper Potts dating in the Marvel movies?
Oh, my son's going to be horrified. I don't know this, but I don't know it.
All right. Question number three. Urban Outfitters may be the best at overpricing average items that people think are vintage, and now they're charging $40 for a set of 5 VHS tapes. Classy.
Ugh, millennials.
What does VHS stand for, Courtney?
Oh, my God. I'm, like, in my 40s. I should know this.
This is your wheelhouse. Think
oh
of any
God.
Word that starts with V.
Yeah. I'm skipping. Go ahead.
Right. Question number four. The movie Cruel Intentions is turning 20 this year. Wow.
Crazy.
The cast included Sarah Michelle Gellar, Reese Witherspoon, and who as Sebastian Valmont in the film?
Oh, it was her husband, Ryan Phillippe.
Boom goes the dynamite.
There you go.
Put her on the board. Question number five. Kylie Jenner is claiming once and for all that she has never had plastic surgery. She says, quote, people, like, don't understand what good hair and makeup and, like, fillers can really do. True or false? She is the wealthiest Kardashian.
True.
All right, let's get Kennedy back in the studio.
Kennedy!
I don't know about that, Kylie. We'll talk about that later.
She sits on a throne of lies, but that's neither here nor there. Kennedy.
Yes.
Courtney got 2 out of 5.
All right. Let's go.
All right. Question number one. Chelsea Peretti turns 41 today. She plays Gina on Brooklyn Nine-Nine. Who is the main star of Brooklyn Nine-Nine?
Andy Samberg.
I don't even know that.
1 to nothing.
That's right, Courtney.
Google him, you'll know.
This is going to be a tough game for you to call in for then. Question number two, Gwyneth Paltrow says she's technically done playing Pepper Potts in the Marvel movies.
Thank goodness.
But if they ever need her for a day, she's down. What Avenger was her character dating?
Iron Man. Robert Stark.
Tony Stark. But Iron Man's what I was looking for.
Right.
Two to nothing. Question number three.
That's Game of Thrones.
The North remembers.
Don't you talk about Rob Stark, Kennedy. It hurts.
I know.
Spoiler alert. Everybody does. Question number three.
Unless you're having to come back. Anyway, go on.
Urban Outfitters may be the best at overpricing average items that people think are vintage. Now they're charging $40 for a set of 5 VHS tapes.
Okay.
What does VHS stand for?
Video. I have no idea.
Video, I have no idea. Video home system.
Huh. Who knew?
Yeah, I know. That's a tough. That's one of those things you always say, but you never really
right.
know.
Right. Go on.
Question number four. The movie Cruel Intentions is turning 20 this year. The cast included Sarah Michelle Gellar, Reese Witherspoon, and who as Sebastian Valmont?
Ryan Phillippe.
Boom.
Yes. I love that movie.
The movie's so weird.
So 3 to 1. Question number five. Kylie Jenner is claiming once and for all that she has never had plastic surgery. She says, quote, people, like, don't understand what good hair and makeup and, like, fillers can really do.
I count fillers under. Well, anyway, go
is
on.
Is that what she sounds like? I have no idea. Just threw that out.
Sure,
there.
Dan.
Okay. True or false? She is the wealthiest Kardashian.
Is that Kylie?
Kylie Jenner.
True.
Correct. She's worth almost, like, $1 billion, isn't she?
Yeah.
Chris only gets
10%. She is on Forbes.
Yeah, 4 to 2. Kennedy, you get the win.
All right. Thank you. But, Courtney, you don't go home empty-handed. We've got passes into the Dean Lewis Mix Lounge happening March 3rd at the Harborside Inn Bar, Cafe, and Lounge, presented by Arbella Insurance, okay?
Fine, thank you.
So we'll meet you then. Thank you so much for playing.
Thank you.
One last thing, Courtney. Is there anything you would like to say to Kennedy before you go?
My name is Courtney from Maynard, and I can't beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.